the science, I think, is quite key here. And the history of how molecular biology arose from the 1920s onwards is very key to understanding where we are with all these issues today. And the development of molecular biology from biology was really a technology transfer from areas like chemistry and physics into biological sciences in the 1920s and 30s. And the biological sciences were really focused on the material reality of organisms and their physical presence and their characterization, became colonized with interests from the other sciences like physics and chemistry, where the shift became towards the abstract and the virtual. You saw this in the work in the 1930s on the bacteriophage that was led by Max Delbruck, who was a physicist who became a biophysicist later in life, but he was a quantum physicist in the 1920s and 30s, and brought into biology this focus on the bacteriophage and on abstracting this phenomenon into statistical variables that could be manipulated in all sorts of mathematical ways, which had very little to do with the biological reality of bacteriophages. I think this is quite key, this history, to what's happened today, where we've got this focus on genetic sequencing and genetic manipulation of so-called viruses, but no focus on their biological reality, their actual entities. And this is why I think the research of Christine Massey is quite key, because it's pointing a light on this area today in the 21st century. Our public health authorities and agencies like the CDC and the UK HSA are not interested in the biological entity of viruses. They don't have any physical samples of them. And is that because these things don't actually exist or don't exist in the ways we've been told they exist? And I think this is key, going back to what happened in the 20s and 30s and looking at this work again, looking at the work of the bacteriophage scientists, looking at how they could not prove the infection model. They couldn't prove a pathogenic infective bacteriophage. And that was really key. So what they did was they used a lot of technology, they used a lot of mathematics, and they developed workarounds. They developed sort of ways of going around the observations that couldn't be explained by their model. So they're projecting into their data and their observations a whole imaginary model of an infective pathogenic virus. And it just did not fit. And when it didn't fit, they walked around that data, they walked around it, they developed workarounds. One area of this with the bacteriophage was where they could not prove that it infected bacteria. So they developed this concept called the eclipse phase. And this is another area where they also had to develop a workaround, was in the electron microscopy of bacteriophages, where they showed, looking at it ostensibly on paper, on the EMs, they said that these things had a head and they had a tail. And then after many years, one of the electron microscopists, Andrews, discovered that what they were looking at with the so-called tails of bacteriophages were just artifacts of the way these samples had been prepared for the microscopy slides. And this is an amazing discovery, that this was artifactual. And of course, this really lends itself to the work of Harold Hillman in the 1960s and 70s, who really underscored the whole of electron microscopy with many questions about what actually is it that they're looking at, and is what they're looking at artifactual? Are they artifacts of the way these things have been prepared and not actual structures, not actual entities? So again, this is bringing us back to the 21st century and the whole in silico modeling of viruses, this whole approach really that is technically driven, technologically driven. It's not driven by material biology, by the focus on the phenotype. It's focusing on genetic fragments and abstractions and virtual realities. And I do think that this is where we are with this. I do think an historical analysis is quite important here. So I'd like to bring back in some of our